Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company, and we enjoy all the great stuff you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and the Western Pennsylvania Laborers District Council, and we appreciate their support. Joining us today, we've got Dean Schauer. We were talking with Dean a couple of days ago. He's with the United Steelworkers Local 6996. Dean, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks for having me.
Dean, it's a pleasure. We appreciate it. Listen, you know, the last time we were on, you've been locked out for 5 years by Hoffman Industries. It's a pipe steel company. And they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing, from what I understand, when it comes to the pension. They weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing when it comes to taking care of their people. And as a result, they laid off 54 members of Local 6996, but have churned through 1,000 replacements and still not gotten it right, from what I understand. You know, this is troubling for me because I know that the United Steelworkers International has been fighting the Chinese tooth and nail when it comes to dumping pipe steel in this country, dumping tires, dumping paper pulp, and other things. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I would dare say that that's why Hoffman is still in business, because the United Steelworkers Union fought back against the Chinese. But this is how they treat the members?
Well, that's true. You know, just to take it one step further, you know, the United Steelworkers, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, our union is, they think we just represent our workers across the table for, you know, economic benefits and working conditions, and that's just not true. Our union is just an amazing union as far as fighting these trade deals. I mean, I'm looking at a paper in front of me, and it's over 30 USW trade enforcement cases that were initiated by the union against foreign companies, whether they're Chinese, Russian, Indian, Korean, Mexican, and sometimes they get a little help from employers in specific industries, but a lot of times they have to go down and they have to go to Washington and fight these on their own. And you know, it's just incredible the success that that the union has had in, you know, getting some duties and some rulings from, you know, the Department of Commerce. And
that helps the communities where these manufacturing facilities are, but it also helps the country.
It absolutely does, and it helps every worker, whether you're unionized, paying a small portion of your pay to a union like the Steelworkers, or whether you're just working for a private company who's not unionized. And you know, what people don't realize is how expensive these cases are. And you know, to quote our international president Leo Gerard, you know, he said this is just what we have to do. Unfortunately, when you get an announcement that a plant is going to be closing because of it's impacted by trade, and, you know, the union and maybe some other people in the industry file these trade cases, you have to lose before you win, because they take an incredible amount of money and time. And when you win, the tire company or the pipe company or the paper company, they have already closed. The workers have lost their work. The community has been impacted by the loss of economic revenue that plant produced for the community. The state has lost, because the state has now lost another employer. And you end up winning, but you have to lose before you win, because of the incredible amount of work and time that those cases take.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and wow, this is incredible. I mean, the steelworkers have been doing this. They're doing a great job. Leo Gerard's been very aggressive about this, along with everybody else on the executive board, and they're doing the right thing. And quite frankly, it's not even just manufacturing jobs. It's a whole community that benefits, and people sometimes forget that. But quite honestly, these companies, they get saved because the United Steelworkers go and fight these cases in the WTO and don't help and don't say thank you, really ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Well, that's the bottom line is a lot of companies are so narrow-visioned, and I guess you'd have to say it no other way. Sometimes they're so poorly run that, you know, the way that they survive is the easy way. They look to the workers and how they can cut wages and benefits rather than why they're struggling. And a lot of times why they're struggling is because they're not politically active and they're not engaging their representatives and telling them why the business is struggling and how these deals are impacting them. So, you know, the workers are really in a compromised position. You know, a lot of our members, quite frankly, think that, you know, the union spends too much time and money in politics. However, most of their contracts are affected by what happens in politics. And we have an amazing program called Rapid Response. That program mm-hmm. is issue-oriented. I'm sure maybe you've heard about it, but if your listeners haven't, I mean, our Rapid Response program engages issues. We don't care what stripe a politician wears, D, R, I, it doesn't matter. The party is nothing. It's all issue-based. And, you know, we've had issues with President Obama on TPP.
Right.
Our union, I'm proud to say, saw this TPP coming years ago, even before the public knew what TPP meant. And we aggressively started attacking TPP and the disaster that it would have created in a lot of our industries and for a lot of our workers. And because of that work, everybody started to get it. And I do believe we made a big impact in stopping TPP. And I'm really proud of our union, our members, and the incredible amount of work that our Rapid Response program did to shine the spotlight on that deal.
Absolutely.
Which would have, it was the monster deal of all trade deals.
Right.
It involved 13 countries, a huge percentage of the world's GDP. And
Dean, let me ask you this. We're running out of time, brother. It's always,
sure.
It's always pressing. How can the public help? How can the public help Local 6996? How can we help you? How can we help the United Steelworkers support the community like they do?
Well, the way the public could help is just, you know, try to look at issues and don't think along a party line. Think about who's really working for you and what those issues are. I mean, are they working for the workers in this state and this country, or are they working for the banks and the and it's not just the companies that are, you know, I mean, the people that finance our companies are the people that really need to be looked at. I mean, a lot of companies are, you know, they're caught in the middle also. I mean, if it's a big multinational, yeah, trade deal's great for them because they have the resources to get up and move. If it's a little employer like I come from, a community employer, they don't have the money to open a plant in China or Mexico. So, you know, the public needs to stay proactive. They need to be aware about the issues. The public needs to know what right to work is going to mean in a state like Pennsylvania. You know, there's so many issues that affect everybody, especially the middle class and the lower class here in this state and this country. And I don't believe people take enough time to educate themselves on the issue. And I am proud of our union because we spend an enormous amount of effort to educate our members in hopes that they will go out and educate their communities about these issues that are affecting us as workers.
Absolutely. Do you guys have a website?
We do not have a website anymore. You know, our members are, like I said, this journey is going to come to an end, I believe, May 1st. And we were looking for something to come away from the table with. And unfortunately, that's going to be in the form of an agreement between the company and the union where we're going to sever the employees that were locked out.
It's unfortunate. And I wish that wasn't happening. I really do. Listen, we've got to get going, Dean. We appreciate you being with us. And if there's anything we can do at all, don't hesitate.
Okay.
Let us know.
Well, thanks for having me on, Charles.
Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.